Just one boarding night. Is that so much to ask? Can't believe I'm still here after all these years. Looking after this place is as much about what you don't see as what you do. The first time I came here... the first time I came here, I knew something wasn't right. I used to clean hospitals, and I know what dried blood looks like. And here it was everywhere. I didn't believe it, of course. Didn't let myself recognize it, but I still saw it right from the start. In the corners, in the cracks. Was it from the victims of this awful place? Was it mixed into the concrete when it was first raised? Or do the buildings just bleed? Is this place a wound that never fully heals? I don't know, but on hot summer nights I can smell it. So why take the job? You wouldn't ask me if you could see my payslips for these last 30 years. Life was bad when I met the owner. He smiled so wide, like he was so unbelievably pleased to be offering me such an opportunity. I asked about the blood. I couldn't help myself. He just smiled and added another 10 grand to the salary. I didn't ask any other questions. I never even learned his name. From that moment on, it was just the three of us. Me, the blood-stained silent concrete at the Hilltop Centre, and the duck. In all my time, I've never come during the day. It would break some strange, unspoken rule. I don't know if anyone has ever come here shopping. I don't know what shops are still open. I don't know if it closed down years ago and I'm just another ghost loitering amongst the great grey corpse. I know that it gets other visitors, though. I know because I clean up bits of them sometimes. A patch of torn out hair, a half-melted tooth, a rotted fingernail torn from the root, and never enough to matter to anyone else. I try not to see these days. I ward people away at night, warn them that they shouldn't be here. Usually they listen, but not always. I remember the first time someone wouldn't turn away. It was the winter of 97. A man staggered up to me, stinking of cheap booze and piss. He wanted to buy a lighter. I told him to leave. I told him that all the shops here were shut. He called me a liar. Then I noticed a light illuminating me from behind. One of the shop fronts, a newsagent I'd never paid much attention to, was open, and apparently always had been. What's more, there was a haggard yet eager old woman I'd never seen before stood behind the counter. I tried to warn the man, but he just shoved me out the way and walked inside. I went to clean the far side of the centre and ignored the smell of burnt hair and charred meat. It wasn't all death, though. Sometimes people arrived. Not often, but every now and then you'd find some thin, emaciated soul wandering around, lost and confused. Ambulance would come take them away. Maybe they're fine, but I doubt it. I only called the police once. Only once. It was the whimpering. There's always noises when you're cleaning, but you lock them up or curse them out and they shut up. By this time, it didn't. It just kept on going and going from one of the clothing stores near the east exit. Patience, I think it was called. And this time I broke one of the unspoken rules. I had a look. At first, there was nothing, just darkness and clothing and motionless mannequins. But the whimpering still filled the shop. I checked the mannequins and it was on the third one that I realised what was happening. Why the outfit was so mismatched. Why the clothes had been pinned in place. Why it was bleeding. Why it was whimpering. Of course, by the time the police finally bothered to turn up, there was nothing to show them. A woman had been taken when I went out to greet them, leaving only one more bloodstain. I got a caution for wasting police time. Serves me right. The next day, I got a call from the owner. He seconded the last time I ever heard his voice. He asked me if I was still happy working at the Hilltop Center. He asked me if there's anything I wanted to know. He asked me where my daughter liked to shop. I was never curious again, even when I found the owner dead in his office, with every blood vessel stripped from his body and strung around the room in a grim cat's cradle. I just closed the door and kept cleaning, and the payslips kept coming. I tried to take time off. Holidays are important. If you're here too long, too regular, you start to feel like you're part of the place. Like it's getting inside you, making you a fixture. That's when I take the caravan and get some space. Remind myself of the world. Because at the end of the day, it's just a job. But I still dream of the Hilltop. In my dream, it waits for me. Silent, grey and eager for my company. Its concrete bones are streaked through with blood like rippled ice cream, and I reach out for it. It's soft and cold and yielding, and then the gritty mixture snakes up my arm and begins to harden. It pulls me onward, scraping off skin, tearing muscle until I finally fall. It is rough and cold and silent inside. The world is locked away, and when I open my mouth to scream, the cold grey pours down my throat and it fills my stomach with stone. Fills my lungs with gravel and my blood. My blood. We are the Hilltop. It is me, and I am it, and we.
The lights are gone.
So use your phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alice?
17 missed calls.
Yeah. You gonna call her back, or...?
She can wait. Besides, I want to look around.
There's not much to see.
Yeah. They must have completely cleared it out.
If they were ever here in the first place.
Maybe we should...
There it is.
You've got something?
Stairs to the basement.
Great spot. Well, after you.
And they say chivalry's dead.
Look, last time I went to a basement, I accidentally released a monster, so...
Come on.
Do you hear that?
I hear it.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
What is it? Look how it splits the light, like a prism. It's so beautiful.
Dangerous.
Celia, do you know what this is?
Almost.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's complicated.
Then simplify it.
Sam, listen.
For God's sake, Celia. Enough, okay? I'm sorry, but enough. I know, you want your privacy, but we are way too deep for that now. My head's killing me. I'm staring at God knows what, and there's some creature on its way to record us to death or whatever, so enough! No more mysteries, no more cryptic clues and weird half-truths. Just for once, I want to know what the hell is actually going on.
It's a wound in the world. A tear between here and where I came from. And it wants me back.
What are you saying?
It's unbalanced.
What?
The Institute, alchemy, all of it. It's all about balance. Dua Prima, four elements, seven planets, it's all the same. You've got to keep things balanced. And if something is missing, if someone is misplaced, the equation doesn't balance. And that's when things get bad.
Bad how?
It keeps pulling me back, closer and closer. It won't let me stay.
But you don't want to go back.
I don't remember much of how I got here, but I know there's nothing to go back to. Here, I have a life. I have Jack. He needs me. I have to balance it. For him.
What are we doing here, Celia? All this digging? The OIAR? The Magnus Institute? You just wanted to get me here. To make me trust you, so that what? You could just use me to pay off some kind of cosmic debt?
It was your idea to come here tonight.
Was it?
I'm sorry, Sam.
So it was all a lie?
Not all of it. I really did like you.
So what's the problem? We're here. Alice won't make it in time, and I know you're carrying that knife. What happens now? You push me? Stab me? Oh, do I need to jump in myself? Come on! What's stopping you? What's stopping you, Celia?
I don't... When I first awoke, I knew nothing. Nothing but the dream of things that sliced my who from me with claws like scalpels.
Oh, God.
They would hunt me and toy with what it meant to be me, peeling away my layers. First my name, then my memory, and then...
Get away from her!
And then the fearless one reached in and grasped me, tore me out, leaving my story to fall away like autumn leaves.
I said leave her alone!
This is it.
Cool.
And like I told the others, there's nothing here, so if you want me to hang around...
Sam! Celia! Celia! Sam! Sam! Oh, God. Oh, God, no, please. Sam, is that...
Rough and cold and silent and whole. We are the hilltop. We are the hilltop.
No, no.
We are.
Not again. Sam! Celia!